Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is December the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ephesians chapters 1 to 3. We are God's workmanship created for good works. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." This passage reflects three fundamental truths that we should always remember about our spiritual new birth in Christ and our renewed life thereafter. Number one, we have been saved by grace through faith. The grace of God is the source of our salvation. Faith is the channel through which we are saved by God alone. We cannot earn or work to achieve our salvation, which always arises out of the loving kindness of God. Number two, we are saved for good works, not by good works. Our good works have no part in obtaining salvation, which have been obtained through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Our good works should follow and not precede our salvation. Number three, we are God's workmanship to result in producing good works. Like any great work of art, we are the handiwork of God. A born-again believer is a masterpiece of God, a new creation through union with Christ. And as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, "For if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." We are God's work in progress, his unfinished works of art, and God is working in us to produce good works. We do not work in order to be saved, but work because we are saved, since faith without works is dead. So our faith in Christ leads to salvation, which results in good works that will eventually be rewarded by God one day. Let us be clear that God has a blueprint that he has mapped out for us. Our responsibility is to discover, accept, and obey the plan that he has drawn up for us by doing the following. Number one, confess and forsake sin as soon as we are conscious of it in our lives. Number two, be continually and unconditionally yielded to him. Number three, study the word of God to discern his will and then do whatever he tells us to do. Number four, spend time in prayer each day. Number five, seize opportunities of service as they arise. Number six, cultivate the fellowship and counsel of other Christians. When we do all of the above, our lives will bring greatest glory to God, most blessing to other people, and produce greatest reward for ourselves. God prepares us for good works while he prepares good works for us to perform, after which he rewards us when we perform them. Just like a master sculptor chisels on a big rock to carve out a beautiful image that he has proposed to create, God removes the unwanted areas of our lives and shapes us to his image and prepares us to do good works in his kingdom. Sometimes God uses circumstances to bring us to our knees before him. God also uses the twists and turns of our lives to shape us to be more like Christ. For we read in Romans 8:29 the words of Apostle Paul, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Finally, God wants us to join him in the work that he is doing in our world. What he requires from us is that we be found faithful. Do good as Jesus did during his earthly ministry. Be rich in good works and also maintain these good works. Let us be submissive to God's plan and allow him to work in us every day of our earthly lives, so that we produce the good works in our lives that he has prepared beforehand for us. For we read in Philippians chapter 2 verses 12 and 13 like this, again the words of Apostle Paul, "Therefore, my beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure."